This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Oh.
All right, now we got to talk about Halle Berry and how she wants to celebrate menopause, something that might make some people say it's hot in here.
Very good.
Nelly's been talking about menopause all this time. We didn't even realize it. And she not only wants to celebrate menopause, but she wants it to become a new tradition in American culture. Quote Halle Berry, "When a woman realizes that she's in menopause, it is our duty to give that woman a celebration like we do with all the other milestones of life, such as Sweet 16, quinceañera, a bat mitzvah, a wedding shower, a baby shower." And she wants this one to be called a siesta. A siesta. Halle Berry is 58 years old. She's been very open about her going through menopause. She said also in this article, "I thought whatever menopause is, I'm sure I'm going to skip it because I'm too healthy. But nope, here I am."
It's funny that she thought being in good health is going to...
I want to make eggs till I'm 89.
Right. I don't think that way.
And not every woman likes this idea. And
you don't say.
Not menopause, celebrating menopause.
Yeah, you don't say.
And as you can tell, Katie is one of those women.
I can't. This is the reverse of like throwing somebody a period party. You know what you didn't reference as far as a major milestone? The beginning of one's menstruation.
Do people celebrate that?
No, that's my point.
That's your point.
That's my point. So why would we celebrate the end of it? I mean, in theory, the end of it seems great, but it's all the other stuff that comes with it that makes menopause seem, I don't want my eggs to dry up.
Such as what? What are some, for people who don't know, what else besides just hot flashes?
Well, it seems very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
It is an indication that you are old.
Okay.
Or feel old.
Yeah.
It's like basically saying like, well, you're kind of done.
Right. You're done breeding. But she's saying though, like just because you're done breeding doesn't mean you're done living.
Yes, Holly.
Kevin loves this idea.
I love it. And you should celebrate. We should make this a real thing.
First of all, I've got time.
Yeah, and you made it this far, so we should celebrate it.
I am not menopausal.
I know, but when you get there, isn't that something to celebrate? Because some people, let's say 33% of the world, never even reach menopause. Either their life ends early or they never get to experience it. But you actually get to experience it. You have reached the end of the periods, the end of life. You are like... You're ancient now.
Well, okay. You had me until the very end of that, Kevin. I actually thought that was an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
Celebrating. So just because I should celebrate because I lived long enough.
Yeah, it's kind of like
to run out of eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, don't look at it negative like you ran out
of
eggs.
Do you know what they call you if you have...
An optimizer?
No, not an optimizer. do you know what they call you if you have a... If you're pregnant after the age of 35?
What?
They call it a geriatric pregnancy.
Okay.
After what age?
35.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Right. Well?
Right. So, women are just... What are you reading?
Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. And somebody said, celebrate that you're barren and that the whole point of being a woman is over. Yuck. But I think,
oh my goodness.
I think what they're saying is that's not the whole point of being
right,
a woman.
It's to celebrate that you reached this far.
I mean, that's an interesting point. You were blessed enough to live long enough to have this happen.
I don't think you guys understand that the idea that I could never have a baby again is very sad.
Yeah, Kevin.
It's so sad.
I'm sad, but there's also adoption. Let's look at a new way of life. Now that you can't do it, let's inspire someone else. Kevin, someone that can't.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Do I want a siesta?
Well, okay. do you just want a party?
I mean, yeah, but like it's a good party. Okay. Imagine the decorations for your siesta.
What color do you think we would get?
Okay. White, okay? Because a new life.
I see.
And then, okay, the signs, you know how it's like, uh-oh, you're getting old?
Yeah.
She's all dried up.
Oh, my God.
Yes! And then the little party favors.
Yeah.
Girl, they're going to be party poppers.
All right. Well, once again, Kevin, you had me until the very end.
Right.
So, she has to in your future, let us know, 909-1065.